You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Taylor Bradley drives nearly 30 yards off the road over the grass so she can intentionally mow down two maintenance workers at her apartment complex. She then tries to run over a third. The 27-year-old woman allegedly tells cops she mowed down Chris Carmazan and Ronald Gonzalez, quote, seconds apart. Crime Online's John Lindley.
Nancy, Bradley's behavior has been extremely erratic since her arrest, and authorities have not been able to determine what sparked the slayings. Bradley screamed profanities during a virtual arraignment and could not seem to accept the serious charges against her, claiming her record was clean, save for a singular shoplifting charge.
Bradley now facing two counts of murder, one count attempted murder. A Virginia cop notices a gray Honda quickly approaching him from behind. The driver, Caleb Cooney, slams on the brakes just before hitting the officer, swerving around and speeding off in the opposite direction. Cooney cuts through parking lots, runs lights and stop signs, and then crashes into a patrol car, finally coming to a stop in a front yard.
At one point in the chase, while parked in the front yard of a home, Cooney told cops he would surrender, but wanted to use a vape first. As cops waited for Cooney to exit the car, the teenager took off again, still speeding at nearly 80 miles an hour. Cooney crashed into another yard where four patrol vehicles box Cooney in while the driver continues to try to escape.
It takes several officers to finally cuff Cooney, the 18-year-old now charged with felony eluding, DUI, and driving on suspended license. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Lindley.
A shooting Monday at a bank in downtown Louisville, Kentucky, killed at least four people and wounded at least eight. The suspected lone shooter was also dead. Louisville Metro Police say officers exchanged gunfire with the shooter, who appeared to be a former employee of the bank, but it wasn't clear how he died. Authorities say at least eight people were being treated for wounds, including two police officers. One officer and another of the wounded were in critical condition. Police later said on Twitter that officers were on the scene of the shooting within minutes. Calls first came in for the shooting at the Old National Bank around 8:30 a.m. A 5-year-old girl was killed in a weekend shooting on a highway in the San Francisco Bay Area. Sydney Sumner is with Crime Online.
According to California Highway Patrol, the shooting occurred around 7 p.m. Pacific Time Saturday in the southbound lanes of Interstate 880 near Milpitas, a city just north of San Jose. Our friends at ABC 7 News report that the child was taken to a hospital where she later died. The entire highway was closed during the investigation, but some lanes reopened after about an hour. Authorities were also investigating a separate shooting around 6:30 p.m. Saturday in nearby Fremont. No one was hurt in that incident. A spokesperson with the Santa Cruz Police Department says three suspects were later arrested in connection with the Fremont shooting, and a gun was recovered.
Investigators are trying to determine if the two shootings are connected. A man who has been serving a life sentence for the murder of an Oregon couple decades ago has died in prison. The Oregon Department of Corrections says that 67-year-old Michael Robert Tucker died at the state penitentiary in the infirmary while on hospice care. Tucker was convicted of the October 1987 shooting deaths of 71-year-old Barbara Farmer and her 70-year-old husband, Robert, in their home west of Salem, Oregon. Tucker and an accomplice planned to rob the couple with help from the accomplice's wife, who once worked for the Farmers. Tucker admitted he killed the Farmers, each dying from a gunshot wound to the head. A year later, a Polk County Circuit Court jury found Tucker guilty of 10 counts of aggravated murder, 2 counts of first-degree robbery, and 1 count of first-degree burglary. The aggravated murder charges, 5 for each victim, were brought under different sections of the law related to multiple killings. A Nevada judge has thrown out a drug trafficking charge against a former Dances with Wolves actor, but upheld a Las Vegas grand jury sweeping indictment on 18 sexual abuse-related felony crimes. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Clark County District Court Judge Carly Kearney said state prosecutors presented enough evidence for, quote, a reasonable grand juror to conclude that the sexual assaults occurred, but found that there was no substantive testimony connecting Nathan Chasing Horse to the psilocybin mushrooms investigators found while searching his home. 46-year-old Chasing Horse had asked Kearney to toss the entire indictment, saying his accusers wanted to have sex with him. One of the women was younger than 16, the age of consent in Nevada, when she says Chasing Horse began abusing her. Chasing Horse was indicted in February on charges of sexual assault of a minor, kidnapping, child abuse, lewdness, and drug trafficking.
Chasing Horse has been held on a $300,000 bail at a county jail since January 31st, when he was arrested by SWAT officers near the home he shared with his five wives in North Las Vegas.
Florida cops called downtown to arrest a suspect terrorizing passersby. It's a 9-foot alligator. Officers block off the street and use rope to form a noose to lasso the gator's mouth. A brave cop then jumps on top of the gator to hold it still while half a dozen others duct tape the gator's legs together. Well, that made it easy for Florida Fish and Wildlife agents. Just another day at the office. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.